local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now, hour number two on a Wednesday. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 48 minutes or so, getting you caught up in everything happening. Another busy day today, February 7th, 2024. It's midweek. Weather looking pretty good, a little bit cooler, but sunshine still in the forecast for at least another day. Got some clouds moving in, rain returning for the weekend. All of those details we'll have several times over the next hour here with meteorologist Alan Strum. Austin gets you caught up on the latest in terms of the roads, how those are looking right now. Top three stories, starting in Israel, more than 30 of the remaining hostages taken by Hamas during the attack on Israel have died. That according to Israeli officials and in a report from the New York Times today. Amir Ohana, Israeli defense leader, says most of the hostages, though, are still alive.
In facilitating another deal, yet another deal, because we have been successful in the first one, we hope that we can make a second and hopefully last deal.
And still questions about whether that will happen, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken remains in the Middle East trying to not only free the remaining hostages, but to continue to work to broker a ceasefire agreement.
We have been intensely focused from day one on getting the hostages, all the hostages, back with their families where they belong.
And the plan being worked on by Qatari and Egyptian mediators would see three phases lasting 45 days each. A Hamas proposal went nowhere, Israel saying no to that. Here in the States, a missing Marine helicopter was found in California, but the five Marines that were on board remain unaccounted for.
A remote area of the Cleveland National Forest. It's rugged terrain out here. There's lots of rocks. There's truck trails that go through the area, but the mud and the snow, it can become treacherous to travel.
The 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing said the helicopter was found in Pine Valley. It's about 40 miles east of San Diego. A search and rescue operation is ongoing today, trying to find the five missing Marines. The helicopter was being used in a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas when it was reported overdue. Those are today's top three stories. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, not a ton going on, so I'll keep it brief. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we got a lot of backups there. Same can be said if about a little bit of backups if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get on to I-10 West. Let's see here. We got a little bit of congestion downtown, but that's nothing that you're going to bat much of an eye at. If you're traveling westbound on West Fairfield Drive towards the intersection with North W Street, got some backups there. A little bit on Beverly Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards North W Street as well. And outside of that, we've only got some issues on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, traveling towards Highway 87.
All right. Thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows down in the 40s. Nice weather Thursday, dry, sun and clouds in the skies with a high pretty close to 65. The weather continues to be dry on Friday, but it's this weekend we have a chance for rain. Might see a little bit of light rain move through during the day on Saturday. That rain chance is 30%, but it goes up as we move through the weekend. So Sunday, rain chance jumps to 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. 59 degrees right now. Mix of sun and clouds here as the sun starting to set. 48 degrees overnight tonight right now. 57. Our top local story, the Pensacola woman who doused a convenience store clerk with gasoline and set her on fire will spend the rest of her life in prison. State Attorney Ginger Madden says that Betty McFadden was convicted of attempted first-degree murder. The incident happened back on March 30th of 2022 at the Circle K on North W Street. At the time, investigators say McFadden was told earlier in the day that she wasn't allowed to panhandle outside the gas station. She left and returned with a gas can. The victim suffered life-threatening injuries, but thankfully survived. Just before tomorrow's Escambia County Commission meeting, there's now a second offer on the table for the OLF 8 property in Beulah. Yesterday, an offer came in from Precision Capital, appearing to offer $20 million for nearly the entire property. According to the offer letter, a portion of green space would be given back to the county for a park and a school. Escambia County commissioners want to hold back 250 acres for the sole purpose of job creation. There's also the OLF 8 and Beulah Master Plan to consider.
Allowable uses, it speaks to the finishings of the housing and even the retail stores and, you know, the drainage design, and just encompasses a whole large list of criteria there with the plan.
And County Administrator Wes Marino talked to Channel 3. Last month, Beulah Town Center LLC sent a revised offer for $20 million for 290 acres. So the County Commission meeting tomorrow afternoon, and I'm sure that those offers will be discussed, and we'll see if they decide to enter negotiations with one of those two developers. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says, contrary to what many criminals may think, his deputies are allowed to bump them during high-speed pursuits, and now he's giving his deputies even more leeway in making those decisions.
We call push bumpers on the front of our cars to keep our cars from getting too damaged. Mm-hmm. And it also allows us to, and this, there's an art to this. We train this. This is not something we just, hey, just bump them. There are rules associated with it, and typically it's done at a slower speed.
Now, Simmons says in the last week there have been two chases involving stolen cars stopped by pit maneuvers. In one of the cases, stolen guns were recovered as well. The other interesting thing that he said when he was talking with our Andrew McKay earlier this week is that, I guess, you know, criminals, you know, they'll, especially frequent flyers, they will try to catch on, and in some cases do catch on to different tactics and just things that the, you know, police officers or deputies will try to do to arrest them. And he has said in the past that sometimes suspects will request to speak to a supervisor after they've been arrested because they believe that deputies aren't allowed to bump them. So they get bumped, they get upset, they get arrested, and they're like, hey, I want to speak to somebody because you guys aren't allowed to bump me. I was just minding my own business stealing a car. they can. And Sheriff Simmons says they will. So you are warned. Pretty cool for the Mardi Gras parade on Saturday, downtown Pensacola. There's going to be a flyover. To my knowledge, and I don't frequent parades that often, but if you have gone in the past, you can tell me if they've included flyovers before.
I've never seen one, I don't think.
Yeah, so NAS Pensacola's Training Air Wing 6, led by Captain Douglas White, will be performing a flyover as the parade turns Palafox Street, starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday. So that is pretty cool there. Finally, Escambia County, another update for tomorrow with the commission meeting. The Perdido Key Beach lifeguard towers, they're badly needed, especially after what was a deadly summer, a tragic summer, multiple fatalities, no lifeguards in the area. So the county is looking to change that, looking to spend $244,000 from local option sales tax to put three towers out at the beach on Perdido Key. Not exactly known where on the beach the towers will be or how many lifeguards will be added to monitor the area, but that's definitely an important step that the commissioners will be discussing and voting on tomorrow. 5:20, we will take a break there. Coming back, state and national headlines on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
No person needs to pursue pride. Carnal pride is the natural resting place of a person's heart. In contrast, 1 Peter 5:6 calls people to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Notice that the task to pursue humility is given to us. It says, humble yourselves. So what's your plan to humble yourself? I suggest that plan should begin with the phrase, under the mighty hand of God. What good thing do you have that you didn't receive from God's mighty hand? The answer is nothing. Humility begins with the realization that every positive thing I am and every good thing that I have is all because of God's lavish grace through the provision of His mighty hand. Pursuing humility starts with praising God. Be sure to take time to humbly adore Jesus for His grace in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 5:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got issues going both ways there. Maybe a little bit on North Palafox Street if you're traveling towards the intersection with Burgess Road. That intersection on both streets is looking kind of difficult at this point. Got some congestion downtown, nothing much beyond that in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good. Navarre Parkway still dealing with some issues if you're traveling westbound going through Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street's looking good as well. So outside of those few that I mentioned there, if you're dealing with issues, they should not hold you up for too long.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 40s. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with a high pretty close to 65 degrees. Now, the weather will continue to be dry on Friday, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. Saturday's rain chance is about 30%, and then it ramps up to 60% on Sunday. The most likely time for rain is going to be at the very tail end of the weekend heading into Sunday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 57 right now, 48 the overnight low tonight. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. In Tallahassee, attorneys on both sides of the abortion debate are making their arguments heard in front of the state Supreme Court. A hearing was held on whether an abortion referendum should go on November's ballot.
It promises that after the amendment, quote, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion in either of two circumstances, before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. And in point of fact, federal law, the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, already does restrict abortion in both these circumstances and would continue to do so.
The amendment says the state can't restrict abortion before viability unless the patient's health is in danger. The court has until April 1st to approve or reject the proposed language.
And homelessness is under the microscope at the state capitol today. House Bill 1365, filed today by State Representative Sam Garrison, would restrict sleeping on public property.
Results in a loss of public confidence, a loss in civic pride, results in businesses not wanting to move downtown or other places, and then all of a sudden you're on a spiral. And that's what we've seen in other parts of the country.
Opponents say that this puts impossible mandates on local governments and punishes people who have no alternatives because of the housing crisis.
Governor DeSantis weighing in on the bipartisan border security bill that ultimately failed today, saying it wasn't nearly enough.
Really, it was allowing Biden to just let people in. Like they say, oh, if there's 5,000, then you have to shut it down. But then when you read into it, it says Biden can override the shutdown. Well, of course he's going to override it. He opened it to begin with.
DeSantis, that is, recently ordered up to 1,000 troops from the Florida National Guard and the Florida State Guard to deploy to the border.
And keeping with the DeSantis theme, the governor is awarding Indian River State College a $4 million grant through the state's Job Growth Grant Fund. The school is opening a Center for Ballistics and Emerging Technology, where students will learn to produce safety and security equipment such as bulletproof glass for police vehicles and ballistic assault barriers for law enforcement and the military.
Taking a look at what's happening around the nation today, a border security and foreign aid package has died in the Senate. Just to mention that, the bill failed to get the necessary 60 votes to move forward after Republicans made it clear they were strongly opposed, saying it doesn't go far enough to curb the flow of illegal immigration. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to drop the border provisions and force a vote only on the aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
And Congressman Matt Gaetz says that part of the blame for the failed vote to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas can go to conservatives who kicked out George Santos. He also singled out the former House Speaker.
Wouldn't it have been nice to still have Kevin McCarthy in the House of Representatives? Never thought you'd hear me say that, but Kevin McCarthy, after being dislodged as Speaker, took his marbles and went home. He would have been a reliable vote for impeachment, but if he wasn't Speaker, he wasn't willing to stick around.
The vote ultimately failed 214 to 216, with three Republicans siding with Democrats. House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he plans to bring the resolution for a second vote soon.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will face a grilling on Capitol Hill over his secretive hospitalization. He'll testify before the House Armed Services Committee. I believe Congressman Gaetz is on that committee, so that should be fun. February 29th, Austin has faced sharp criticism as his unannounced hospitalization last month was not disclosed to President Biden or other senior administration officials for several days.
And tomorrow in Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments over the Colorado Supreme Court's removal of Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot.
Donald Trump has never been charged with insurrection, nor has he been convicted of insurrection. And this action taken by the Colorado Supreme Court was perhaps premature.
That's White House correspondent John Decker. He says the Colorado team will get grilled on their stance since Trump hasn't even been formally charged for the insurrection.
Yeah, and in Nevada, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was expected to win the primary. That didn't mean anything
right
yesterday, but apparently the voters came out in opting to choose none of these candidates. That was an actual thing there.
Like an entry, yeah.
Yeah, so there was no delegates up for this primary, so Nikki Haley, I'm not sure why she would enter that one and not the other one, but so no delegates were up for grabs, and she couldn't even win it with Donald Trump not on it, so I'm not sure. That bodes well for the future of her presidential candidacy.
Fox News
Come John Saucier, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not into a ceasefire proposal from Hamas Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
While there are some clear non-starters in Hamas's response, we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached. And we will work at that relentlessly until we get there.
Hamas wants a 4.5-month-long ceasefire, freeing of all hostages and a withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. Republican presidential contender Nikki Haley says a failed Senate border compromise didn't go far enough. She is on the Fox Business Network, wants the two sides to get back to the negotiating table.
America's acting like it's September 10th. We better remember what September 12th felt like. It only takes one to have a 9/11 moment.
Customs and Border Protection sources telling Fox News big numbers still coming across the southern border. Democrats blaming this bill's failure on Republican loyalty to former President Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. For the first time in more than two decades, Mexico last year surpassed China as the leading source of goods imported to the United States. This amid growing tensions between Washington and Beijing. Figures released today by the Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported from Mexico rose 5% last year. More than $475 billion. At the same time, the value of Chinese imports tumbled 20% to $427 billion. Disney is out with better-than-expected fiscal first-quarter earnings. The media and entertainment giant also lifted its profit guidance for the full year and said it's on pace to meet or exceed its goal of cutting costs by at least $7.5 billion by the end of fiscal 2024. Shares of Disney are up 6.4% in late trading. In the day's regular session, stocks posted solid gains, with the S&P 500 notching a fresh closing high just 5 points shy of the 5,000 milestone. That broad index rose 40 points today. The Dow gained 156. That's Your Money Now.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
Go Argos!
Hi, I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On March 2nd, UWF and local partners will present the UWF Arbor Day Market on campus. Listen in to the Pensacola Expert Panel to find out how you can participate in our native species tree giveaways, explore the campus nature trails, and learn more about planting in Northwest Florida. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. As we inch closer to the Super Bowl, it seems like the player with the most to gain on Sunday is Brock Purdy. For months, we talked about how to refer to Brock, and now we have a chance to refer to him as a Super Bowl champion in 4 days. As for the person with the most to lose, it's Kyle Shanahan. He's choked away two Super Bowls before with the Atlanta Falcons and the San Francisco 49ers, and now needs the third time to be a charm. I'm Zach Gelb.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
As a mayor, with city council meetings, boards, etc., is it ever a topic to survey on how you can give money back to citizens by lowering costs or taxes?
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves took your questions on a News Radio 92.3 town hall meeting.
Obviously, that, you know, you would hear at a council meeting if that has been a conversation. But I guess the bigger question is, how do we figure out how we treat the taxpayer money?
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it, because in Pensacola, I'm only seeing one issue to get us started here, and that's Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West, you're going to have some backups there. And maybe a little bit if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get on to I-10 West, but that's not too severe at this time. Maybe a little bit of backups if you're traveling on a Burgess Road and Mobile Highway, that, or not Burgess Road, North Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, that intersection, now that I think about it, is kind of giving us some issues too. But outside of that, nothing really going on in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking fine. A little bit of issues on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street's looking good as well.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 40s. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with a high pretty close to 65 degrees. Now, the weather will continue to be dry on Friday, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. Saturday's rain chance is about 30%, and then it ramps up to 60% on Sunday. The most likely time for rain is going to be at the very tail end of the weekend heading into Sunday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 57 degrees. Overnight tonight, 48. Austin, anything intriguing happening in the world of sports today?
Yes, we've got several games on tonight. We'll start with the NBA. We got an ESPN doubleheader. We've got Warriors at 76ers at 6:30, followed by Pelicans at Clippers at 9 o'clock. Also, some college basketball games on tonight. We've got number 16, Alabama, at number 12, Auburn. That's going to be at 6 on ESPN2. LSU at number 6, Tennessee, tips off at the same time on the SEC Network. And lastly, we've got number 19, Creighton, battling Providence on FS2. That game's at 7:30. But yes, we do have some headlines here. We'll start with the NHL. The Edmonton Oilers had won 16 straight games. This was a head-turner because if they had won one more, they would have tied the 92-93 Pittsburgh Penguins for longest win streak in NHL history. That is until they faced the defending champ Vegas Golden Knights last night and lost. So they fell just short of tying greatness there.
It says something about the lack of NHL's prowess in PR and marketing, because I mean, I like hockey. Being from Columbus, I'm a big Columbus Blue Jackets fan, but
right.
I had no idea until today that the Oilers
had this
winning streak.
I mean, we've got ESPN on in here. I had heard of their win streak, I think, yesterday, and then I saw the headline, they had lost it, and I'm like, okay, let me do some research, and I saw that the Penguins had 17, so I kind of pieced that together myself. I know what you're talking about. It's definitely the least popular of the four main sports.
Well, I mean, they have such a Connor McDavid, who we talked about yesterday with the All-Star weekend. I mean, he's such a, I mean, you talk about a guy that translating to other sports. I mean, he is like the Patrick Mahomes of the NHL.
I've heard about
playing
him,
yeah. in Edmonton. I mean, he's so fast, just a human highlight reel. It's a shame that hockey isn't more popular, but a lot of that is their own doing.
Oh,
I digress.
Here in the NFL, a sport that never has to worry about popularity, yeah. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay is seemingly in better health, luckily. He posted a message on X Tuesday that read, quote, "On the mend, grateful for all the messages of love and support," end quote. The positive update comes after Irsay was reportedly found unresponsive back in December, and the Colts announced he was dealing with a severe respiratory illness. I know there's some talk about what he might be dealing with there, but you know, he's all right. That's all that matters. College football here, Nick Saban, as Joe Ford predicted, yes. is headed to ESPN. He will work primarily as an analyst on College Game Day and will also contribute to the NFL's draft coverage and SEC Media Days.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sweet, cushy gig. You know, I mean, he'll put the work in for sure, but I think he will be seamless. And you know, we kind of talked about it through the lens of, is he going to be kind of like the next Corso? And I don't mean like as the caricature and cartoonish that we all love, but more of like that prominent coach,
image.
Kind of like the Fox has done with Urban Meyer, because I mean he's very done on the show there.
Yeah.
So Saban, I think, kind of takes over that mantle, because you know, for as much as people like, or I mean, he's a pretty polarizing guy, Pat McAfee. Some love him, some hate him. There is a lot of I don't know if uncertainty, but there's a question, I think, to wonder what his long-term prospects at ESPN would be, given everything that he had to deal with, or I shouldn't say he had to, because it was kind of, he's the one that's having Aaron Rodgers on, but how much that generated in terms of scorn and publicity and everything about Aaron Rodgers' appearance on there, and wondering if he and the network executives would be, you know, eye to eye for a long period of time. But I don't think you have to worry about that with Saban. He's obviously, you know, the face, the voice, and the expertise that he'll provide to not only College Game Day, but also the NFL draft and SEC Media Days. I mean, you know, you couldn't want a better person for that.
Yeah, so. he obviously knows his stuff, and I think he can be funny too. He's got a very kind of dry, but I think people like that about him.
And honestly, I think Bill Belichick would you know, because he's not going to get a job this year, so I think that a network will hire him to do the same thing, and I think people who maybe haven't seen him in that space will be pleasantly surprised with how much personality he actually has, that he doesn't let the media and the public see in his role as a head coach.
I hope so.
5:43 here, health, business, and science notes. So let's hope that Coca-Cola hits this next one out of the park, because their last new flavor, albeit temporary, in my estimation, did not land. It was like the futuristic where they let AI kind of put together a Coca-Cola thing.
Wow.
I forget what it was called. Let me see there really quick. But anyway.
I've never heard of that. I'll look it up.
Okay. Yeah, just do a Coca-Cola AI, and then it should pop up.
All right.
A new flavor will be hitting store shelves soon. Coca-Cola Spiced is set to go on sale February 19th, making it the first new permanent flavor in 3 years. It's described as a burst of refreshing raspberry flavors and spiced notes. The company is also launching a flavor called Happy Tears, and that is going to be exclusively available on TikTok on February 17th to mark Random Acts of Kindness Day. So
okay.
I'm not sure how you'll... does somebody have to nominate you as a random act of kindness to get one on TikTok? I'm not sure, but do you see that one there? Is that what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Coca-Cola Y3000.
That's it.
Y standing for year. And yes, it says it was a new flavor created with the help of artificial intelligence. It was developed to, quote, bring the flavor of tomorrow to Coke fans.
Not good.
And you and my predecessor, Gracie,
yes.
tried this, and it bombed, correct?
In both of our estimation, it did.
It had to have, because you were talking about how you've never, you didn't hear about Edmonton's win streak. I never heard about Y3000, never in my life.
Yeah.
So that must have really bombed. A California lab may be on the verge of a medical breakthrough. Scientists at Stanford University are working on a blood test that could potentially save millions of lives by detecting cancer much earlier than before. They say the samples are far larger than what Theranos was doing before the company tanked and insist that they're able to show results. The test could also reportedly tell when patients are cancer-free so they can stop their medication sooner.
Yeah, 5:45, more health and science notes right after traffic and weather. We'll let Alan go first.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows down in the 40s. Nice weather Thursday, dry, sun and clouds in the skies with a high pretty close to 65. The weather continues to be dry on Friday, but it's this weekend we have a chance for rain. Might see a little bit of light rain move through during the day on Saturday. That rain chance is 30%, but it goes up as we move through the weekend. So Sunday, rain chance jumps to 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. What is going out there on the roads?
Well, it says here we have an accident report traveling northbound on North Davis Highway just underneath the tunnel that I-10 goes over. It does not appear to be causing many, if any, issues, though. We'll keep an eye on it. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've still got a lot of backups there. Doesn't appear like we've got much else going on in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway has minor backups if you're traveling eastbound near the Oriole Beach area. Still got a lot of issues if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway just past Wind Haven Beach. And Caroline Street is looking fine. That includes if you're coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you. A team of researchers from the University of Arkansas announced the finding of a new drug to help treat people who are genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's. The drug could potentially prevent the disease in patients. The findings were published last month, show that the drug targets a specific gene, the so-called Alzheimer's gene, which can be present in one or both parents.
And the average cost of a 30-second ad spot during the Super Bowl is $7 million. At least 110 million people are expected to tune in, while last year's Super Bowl was the most watched telecast in U.S. history, with more than 115 million people watching.
Yeah, and speaking of Super Bowl commercials, I thought this one was pretty interesting. DoorDash says they'll be giving one winner every product and service advertised during the Super Bowl. You'll need to crack the code in their commercial, enter the answer on their website. So no idea when the commercial is going to air. And I guess that's the point, is that DoorDash, obviously, you know, the NFL wants you to stay tuned, which, you know, yeah, probably don't have to worry about. But at some point during the broadcast, DoorDash is going to have a commercial. And I would imagine, we were talking about this last hour, it'll probably be like a QR code on the screen that you just put your phone up to and then, you know, type in your answer and then you'll be entered. So pretty interesting.
It could be a situation where it's like on a Christmas Story. You know how he has to decode the little orphan Annie thing?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But you've watched Christmas Story, right?
I have not seen it all the way through.
Oh, well, then that would explain it. Okay, never mind. The reference fell flat. Some pop culture notes here. Master P and Snoop Dogg are filing a lawsuit against some of the biggest food retailers in the country. The rappers say that the companies conspired to halt their efforts to sell their cereal brand. According to a TMZ report, they hired famed criminal attorney Ben Crump to file a lawsuit against Post and Walmart after both allegedly teamed up to ruin their deal to sell Snoop cereal and Mama Snoop, whatever that stuff is.
Mama Snoop, that's a cereal name right there. It was 60 years ago today, the Beatles arrived in the U.S. for the first time. They touched down at JFK Airport. Frenzied fans greeting them. They held a news conference there where reporters asked them questions.
Does all that hair help you sing?
Definitely, yeah.
You feel like Samson. If you lost your hair, you'd lose what you have.
I don't know.
different times. The Beatles continued into Manhattan. The group performed 2 days later on the Ed Sullivan Show, and that kicked off Beatlemania in the U.S. So pretty cool moment in history there.
Oh, yeah.
5:50, we will take a break there. We've got wacky stories. Good news to finish up hour number two. Pensacola right now.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. That traffic accident I talked about being, it's reported to be on North Davis Highway under the tunnel that I-10 goes over. I said it did not appear to be causing any issues. That appears to still be the case. Pine Forest Road had a lot of backups, especially if you were traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. While that congestion is still present, it does appear to be dying down convincingly. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good. Navarre Parkway is lightening up, and Caroline Street's been looking good for a while now. So if you're dealing with issues, they should not be holding you up for too long.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with lows in the 40s. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with a high pretty close to 65 degrees. Now, the weather will continue to be dry on Friday, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. Saturday's rain chance is about 30%, and then it ramps up to 60% on Sunday. The most likely time for rain is going to be at the very tail end of the weekend heading into Sunday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. If just joining us, a recap of our top three stories today. According to a New York Times report and confirmed by an Israeli official, more than 30 of the remaining hostages taken by Hamas are dead. At least 32 of the 136. That's the number there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken remains in the Middle East trying to not only free the remaining hostages, but to broker a ceasefire agreement. The plan being worked on by Qatari and Egyptian mediators would see three phases lasting 45 days each. And a missing Marine helicopter was found in California today, but the five Marines on board remain unaccounted for. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley. It's about 40 miles east of San Diego. Search and rescue operations are continuing to find those five Marines and obviously hope that they are okay, alive and well. Taking a look at some wacky stories here in Vegas. Of course, Super Bowl week, and apparently it's an annual tradition for a guy named Maison Deschamps to scale tall buildings, and only this one was the Sphere. I have no idea how he did it, but this gentleman scaled the Sphere today. He's now under arrest, but he calls himself Pro-Life Spider-Man, says he scaled the 366-foot structure to raise money for a pregnant woman.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Yeah, so last year he pulled a similar stunt in Phoenix during Super Bowl week.
And a man is in custody after apparently deciding to bear all at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Broward County deputies arrested Martin Eftimov, we have some weird names today, on Monday for allegedly walking around the airport naked. The 36-year-old is facing charges that include exposing sexual organs, disorderly intoxication, and resisting arrest.
An important reminder, if you're doing something illegal, maybe don't call attention to yourself. Mm-hmm. Case in point, a guy in Indiana was shining lasers at planes near a small airport. Cop drove out there to see if they could figure out where it was coming from. No luck. Until the guy decided to shine the laser directly at the cop car. When cops pulled Chris Clem over, they found crushed up painkillers and meth with him, along with two lasers.
I can imagine the crushed up painkillers and meth would cause some poor judgment, so I can't say I'm too surprised. Let's see, good news here. A Malaysia-born content creator has gone viral for sharing how she spotted her husband in the background of a selfie. Okay. But she took it years before they met. Jin Chia says that the photo was snapped in October of 2012. That would have been about 2 years before they even met and about 11 years before the pair got married. She says that the timing of when they met was perfect because if they had met then, it wouldn't have worked because she was a, quote, narcissistic monster, unaware and naive. So I guess that's a humble description.
That's pretty cool. And to be able to have that photo and just the story that goes along with it. I definitely understand what she means because my wife and I have both said that, you know, if we would have met a couple years before, you know, or in our 20s or whatever, well, we met in our 20s. We were like 28, but I mean like early 20s.
Right.
It would not have worked. We would not have probably been attracted to each other at all.
Right but, person, wrong time. Sort of.
Exactly. But it's, you know, I'm not saying we have a similar story, but, you know, I'm from Ohio. She's born and raised here. I came here, went to PCC for my freshman year, and then moved back here in 2014. Our paths never crossed that I know of, but it's kind of interesting that, you know, I was here at one point, moved back home, never figured I would be here again, and here I am. First Sunday, wow. I go into a church that an evangelist friend of mine was preaching at that day. I texted him after I moved here, and I said, hey, you got a church you can recommend that I can go to? He says, yeah, I'm preaching at this church on Sunday. I go, we meet that first Sunday. So,
wow, that is that. See, that's a good news story too, Joe. Yeah, thanks for sharing,
there you
man.
Go. That'll do it for hour number two. come back next hour to see what more of my love life I'm interested in telling you all. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming back. Full rundown again after that. Pensacola right now.